The wines of Argentina have been on a tear over the last decade. They're on a lot of experts' short lists for good drinking for little money. But two things come to mind here. One is, other than looking for the word Argentina on the label, we really don't know much about these wines. And two, I hear Argentina is poised to take on the big boys of great reds. Our guest, Laura Catena, is a fourth-generation Argentinian winemaker. Her father, Nicholas, is famous for his winemaking and his Catena Zapata vineyard, and she's famous for her Lucas vineyard. Laura's written Vino Argentino, an insider's guide to the wines and wine country of Argentina. Laura, it's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Lynn.
As I said, we know so little about the wines of Argentina. We drink them, but we're kind of clueless as to where they come from, what their characteristics are. And in this book, you do a tour. So could you give us a short tour?
Yes. Well, I wish that everybody who's listening to this show will come down and visit us in Argentina. It's actually not that far. It's from some places in the U.S. It's only a 10-hour flight. And most of the vineyards go from north to south of Argentina, and they are next to the Andes. And the distance is about 1,200 miles from the northernmost vineyards to the southernmost vineyards. From the north, there's Salta. Then you come to La Rioja, San Juan, Mendoza, where I'm from and where most of the wines come from. And then you get to Patagonia, Rio Negro, Neuquén. And if you can start dreaming, you know, imagine driving from north to south. That's already a trip in itself.
Right, right.
And it's just beautiful, great weather, very friendly people, and excellent food with a lot of meat.
Well, the kinds of grapes and the kinds of wines, what's the variety?
Well, the variety that's most famous for Argentina is called Malbec, and it's originally a French grape that was very famous in France in the Middle Ages in the 19th century, then brought to Argentina in 1852. And now there is Malbec grown from north to south, but possibly the most famous Malbec is the Malbec from Mendoza. Then you also have a white variety that's called Torrontés that grows in Salta that's very aromatic, a beautiful wine. I have a recipe for Torrontés ice cream in my book that I highly recommend. But we also have a beautiful Cabernet Sauvignon, Syrah, even Pinot Noir, you know, and many, many more varieties. But I would say that the two most famous varieties are Malbec and Chardonnay. And Torrontés, and actually I just said Chardonnay. Actually, Chardonnay is very beautiful from Argentina because it's grown at high altitude. And so it has a very mineral touch. So I would say Malbec and Torrontés are the most sort of unique varieties to Argentina, but we also grow some of the other famous varieties.
So Malbec, what does a Malbec taste like?
Well, for me, and perhaps I'm biased, Malbec is the perfect wine because it has very intense aromatics, black fruits, a little spiciness, a very rich palate. It's actually one of the darkest wines and the richest wine. So it's very concentrated, yet it's very smooth on the palate. And that's a characteristic of the actual variety, that the smoothness, even if it has a lot of tannins, it's smooth.
Uh-huh. And the Torrontés?
So Torrontés is very aromatic. It almost makes you think of a Riesling, of a Gewürztraminer.
That spicy, sort of fruity quality?
Yes, yes. A floral, very floral. And then on the palate, it can be made dry or sweet. I actually prefer it when it's dry, and it has a sort of mineralness on the palate. It's a very light wine. It's a wine that you drink almost like you drink champagne, very sort of freely in the afternoon maybe or before dinner.
Sounds like a wonderful summer wine.
Yes, a wonderful summer one.
And well, you mentioned that the altitude affected the Chardonnay wine. What does altitude do for wine, high altitude?
So what high altitude does is it allows the plant to grow very slowly, but in a very sort of ideal environment, because you have a lot of sunlight and the plant needs the sunlight for the photosynthesis, for the leaves to bring in the energy to give the juice and the tannins to the grapes. But then it's quite cool there, and that allows the plant to rest at night and not to use up its acids and to mature slowly. So you're able to keep the grapes on the vine for a very long time under very good conditions. And also what happens is that the sugars don't go up too much. And, you know, none of us like those really alcoholic wines because basically, you know, wine is fermented sugar. So a wine that has a lot of sugar will have a lot of alcohol.
Right.
So in summary, what you get from the altitude is very nice aromatics, very crisp wines with nice acidity and a moderate alcohol level, not too high, that are very drinkable.
Laura, I understand that Malbec is making a bid for being one of the great reds. What's bringing that about? And is the wine being made differently than it was in the past?
Well, that's a very good question. In fact, I think a lot of the more serious nature of Malbec today has to do with the altitude that gives us wines with better acidity, with more tannins that can age better, and, you know, just more interesting wines. So I think Malbec is definitely a contender of the level of Cabernet Sauvignon, Syrah, Merlot, Chardonnay. And, you know, if you look back at the history of Malbec, you know, it was drank at the wedding of Helena of Aquitaine to Henry II. So it's a very famous wine historically. And I think that there's a reason for that. And today it's famous for Argentina, and it really is claiming a place in the world of important wine varieties. And I'm very happy about that, very proud of that.
You're saying it was served back in the 1500s in France and in England. Fascinating.
Yes, yes. Malbec was very famous back then. It was called the black wine because it's so dark. And it was also famous in Bordeaux in the 19th century. So it's a variety with a lot of history. And I always find that wine and history come together. And for me, that's very exciting that this variety, you know, first it's famous in the old world and now it's famous in the new world.
Intriguing. Laura, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Gracias.
Winemaker Laura Catena is author of Vino Argentino, an insider's guide to the wines and wine country of Argentina. Now, she makes wine, but she also loves to cook. Find Laura's recipe for ribeye steak with chimichurri and Patagonian potatoes on the website, splendidtable.org.